Warning, some of the language in these videos is not censored and may be considered slightly offensive to some viewers. That video was captured over the weekend in Portland, Oregon, also known as China 2.0, our communist utopia. I find it funny that the Antifa van that crashed and was then broken into and flipped over by Proud Boys has a disabled placard on it, as if we didn't know that all Antifa, not only being transsexuals or homosexuals, are also disabled. And I'm not making fun of that. I know that's the truthful statement. Over the weekend, our reporter, Savannah Hernandez, also our resident producer, was there to capture all of the madness. She was maced in the face, and we just want to check in with you.
Yeah.
After getting that cream all over the eyes, and I saw the pictures. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm doing okay. It hurt a little bit, I would say. Luckily for me, every single one of our reporting friends was there to take photos and videos as I screamed in pain because my face was
I told
fire.
You'd be happier at home. You'd be happier at home. Which way, Western one?
I know. I chose career and I got a mace in the freaking face. So Shout out to the Proud Boys for that one.
Which way, Western woman? Welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV with your top 18 host, me, Elijah Schaefer, where we always have confetti of color. I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and beautiful Sydney Watson from the cleverly named show Sydney Watson. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I am so clever. Oh, I got my own confetti.
Confetti of color.
Everyone get confetti today.
That's beautiful.
And for the first time, we also have our guest, long-term friend and communications director for Congress, aka the actual federal Congress, Lisa Reynolds. Welcome to Slightly Offensive for the first time.
Thanks for having me, guys. And I'm so excited. I always wanted confetti, honestly.
I've been
really jealous that everybody got confetti.
You didn't get the cream to the face, but you did get the confetti.
Choose confetti every time. You know, the other alternative, that's
one's politically correct. The other one burns off your face. Yeah. Today, we got a lot that we're going to be covering, including, of course, these updates with Antifa. We're going to be looking a little bit at the madness and the chaos unfolding around the world as just a reminder to continue to arm yourselves and become a prepper. Before we jump into anything, I got to tell you guys, this is a true story. I am so excited to introduce a new sponsor of my show today. And before you make any judgments, just trust me on this. Okay, this is Fake Mask USA. A lot of you guys don't like masks. I don't like masks. I think they're stupid, which is actually why Fake Mask USA also thinks that way. They sell 100% compliant face masks, but here's the deal. Okay, here's the deal. Much like other cloth face masks that exist, these masks do nothing for your health at all, literally zero. But what they do is they get you into schools and to work and to airplanes. I actually have one right here, and I actually keep one with me in case I have to like travel on like somewhere. Although I've already been like suspended kind of from Uber and stuff for not wearing masks, but I do have to get on planes for my job. Some of you guys literally don't have a choice. And so they get mad at you and say, well, why are you wearing a mask? Well, you are wearing a mask. And they said, that doesn't work. And you go, yeah, none of them work. A study just came out showing that even the blue cloth masks have a maximum protection of 10% towards respiratory viruses. And that's saying something. But these actually let you breathe. And so the offensively fake face mask takes breathability to a whole new level. Not everyone lives in free states like this. My family, who lives in other blue states, have loved this to get into restaurants. It covers your face. And technically, it is a mask, but it's just like a thong for your face. Its masterpiece is 99.99% breathable, just like the survivability rate of COVID itself, and 100% guaranteed to piss people off because it is. They also have a double incognito face mask that can be used for, like, if you're a server or a worker. That's especially what I'm thinking about with these. If you work in a business that makes you wear a face mask to keep your job and you're not ready to lose it yet, in your ultra-carrying environments such as airplanes, banks, PTA meetings, etc., you can rely on these. Breathe free. Be free. Get your face mask today. 100% of the proceeds goes towards trolling the left. This is why I love this company. Visit facemaskusa.com and use the discount code THEBLAZE. That's THEBLAZE. That's FakeMaskUSA.com, promo code THEBLAZE, get 10% off your entire order, apparel, bottle openers, decals, tumblers, etc. That's FakeMaskUSA.com, FakeMaskUSA.com, discount code THEBLAZE, THEBLAZE for 10% off. And honestly, I'm telling you, it's almost more fun than not wearing a mask sometimes, is putting one of these on and having them just like stare at you at the terminal. You've seen them all like,
oh yeah, yeah. You gave me one of these ages back and I got on a flight and I'm not exaggerating. When I walked on, the flight attendant was like, are you like really? And I'm like, it's
a mask.
Fight
I'm
me.
So getting one. As soon as we get out of here, I'm so
they're
getting
actually
one.
Like yeah. on a serious note, I know that this is like a sponsorship for your show, but they're actually really great.
I do because like my sister, you have to wear like a face mask to be around her, and you put on this like clear thing, and she's just like. It's like you didn't give stipulations.
Yeah, exactly. Like you didn't say that it couldn't have holes in
I've
it.
I've seen you wear them before at the airport, though. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you really can't tell that they're like
you can't.
See-through.
But yeah, exactly.
Sometimes
because of the
you
way
can't.
That the
like depending on like the mm-hmm. mesh, like you can't see. Like you yep. can't tell.
You would have you to have tell. Like light directly on that to be able to actually. Yeah,
I'm well, impressed by that.
Let's jump into this. So obviously, we have not stopped reporting on the streets. Things have been a little complicated since January 6th. I'm not a communications director, but I did do some communications from the Capitol. And Savannah went out there, and essentially what happened is the Proud Boys, or sort of like Patriots, were doing this rally. Antifa decided to confront them. And I think we're seeing a turn of events now, where at once Antifa used to sort of have this dominance to chase people away. And I think as you're seeing that the right wing is getting angrier, mm-hmm. We're kind of almost becoming what they've been claiming we are, which is like pissed off people who like want to just wreck these people. And what you're seeing here on the street, I love the Patriot in the wheelchair. Is that a Patriot, Savannah? What's going on
yeah.
here?
Yeah, basically Antifa came in their handicap van to try to wreck the Proud Boys, and then they, as you would assume, got wrecked.
Look at that. It's come into like chemical warfare. I want to point this out in a serious note, is people talk about there not being a civil war. The civil war started with skirmishes on the street. And this would be considered chemical warfare. Mm-hmm. I would say probably even banned by the Geneva Convention with what they're using. And I mean,
the bear maze.
Yeah, but we laugh at this. But I mean, this would be considered non-lethal or less than lethal weapons. And we see this taking place on the street. And I don't know about you, but I'm like kind of numb to this.
Yeah, I mean, same.
I'm used to it now. I mean, yeah. we were experiencing that all summer in Philadelphia and in DC. I mean, you saw it firsthand. You've got your teeth. Bastion.
More than that, Elijah had people pointing guns at his face.
But people that you wouldn't like expect.
And that was even before I became a reporter.
Yeah, exactly.
I was living in LA.
But like, I have this doctor, right? Like, he's just like gay Iranian doctor, and he's pissed off. He's like, you know, I'm worried about my business.
It feels like an oxymoron, a gay Iranian.
Still crazy, whatever. But like,
don't go to a rooftop party.
Only go to rooftop parties.
But the point is that like he was super liberal and everything, and he's totally changed his mind. And it was because of the riots. And I think that more people are getting angry, like more average people are getting angry. And so they're more tolerant of people like the Proud Boys and things like that going and standing up for us, because who else is really doing it?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to jump in really quick and say, like, when I was in Portland, because Antifa did have a really big presence there, it was kind of crazy because elderly people who were just curious would like put their phones up to kind of see what was going on. And Antifa would go over and immediately shut them down. And an Antifa member turned to me and was like, a female should punch this old lady in the face, and like looked at me, and I was like,
they have
I'm
no
good.
Morals, man.
I'm
None.
Good. But it's just kind of crazy because it's like we now are living through a period of time too where we think that it's normal to shut people down because Antifa told them they can't record, and that's just your regular day in Portland.
I love too how they're just like, oh, you're brown, you must be a leftist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun for me. That was a lot of fun.
No, but like, okay, so the couple things I want to point out, can you put the video back on the screen?
Yeah.
Number one, what happened in Portland is interesting for people that don't understand warfare between the left and the right. Is people always talk about how, oh, the people who stormed the Capitol, the right wingers, were intending to, you know, it was an insurrection, it was sedition. They came dressed in military fatigues and Kevlar and whatnot. Guys, have you not watched the news? This is what they've worn to every event mm-hmm. in every state for the better of like 3 to 4 years. So it's like, this is when the FBI is like, oh my gosh, we found scant evidence, by the way, meaning we couldn't figure out and we couldn't find any convincing evidence that the right wing had this paramilitary planned coup to take over the government.
One.
Yeah, I know, but the pictures came out and the left was like, oh my gosh, they're in like military gear. Who would wear that? I don't know, on a Tuesday in Portland? Like, yeah.
I mean, but also people wear this gear just generally. Like, you don't even have to be part of the Proud Boys or any of these like other right-wing groups, patriot groups. People in Texas wear camo gear, just walking down the street to be like, I'm going to go and kill a duck. Like, that's, I feel like this
people
is
people in Texas do wear awfully odd military fatigue.
Seriously.
I'm like, okay, wait. Camo versus Black Bloc, I feel like, is a little bit different. No,
but they do.
Antifa's the one in the Black Bloc.
Yeah.
Well, and also, too,
you
have to realize.
Well, that's because, I mean, if they were to wear colors, then we would actually have to acknowledge that they might potentially have souls.
Nothing says you're independent, like all dressing the exact same.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, okay, so to point this out, though, people say, well, why do they need to dress militantly? Well, to further prove this, Drew Hernandez from Real America's Voice, he's done really good things. You guys know who he is. Mm-hmm. He did some undercover work. He actually has been going and infiltrating these groups to understand the complexity. And he's risking his life genuinely to do this. And if you can put on the screen, we don't need any sound or anything, video too. He was able to, get footage. Again, this is Drew Hernandez, Drew H Live on Twitter. He was able to get them setting up their comms between the departments. And just to show like how much of a LARP this is, the disco ball helmet, for a blind viewer.
I like the one
what?
Who's got the umbrella. That looks fun.
They're the worst. They stick them in your face, these umbrellas. I'm lucky I'm tall, so my hand can go like way over the umbrella or their head. I have like
or
some advantage
there. Or they
use them
to chase you down and like whap you. Give you a nice little whap on
the umbrellas are the worst.
Yeah.
What do they do with the umbrella?
It's the umbrella squad. So it's essentially their infiltrates their shield. So just like the Greeks used to have these shield lines, they create lines to stop with pepper bullets. My favorite part though, and I'll say this, is that like when they use the high capacity, like larger munitions, which are like the rubber. Do you know the munitions, Savannah, that look like the little like rocket missile from Mario? You know that little like black thing that's like and like comes across the screen? They look like that, and they're basically like little Cho dildos, and they shoot them out. And like watching them rip through the umbrellas. When I was at one with Drew, and it hit this guy right in the nuts, and he was like, and he was like screaming. And I was like, man, brother, I don't know what you thought an umbrella was going to do against like the
dude,
actual state.
Oh,
like,
okay, the thing with the umbrellas too, real quick, before and then Lisa jump in. But like people are passing by in their vehicles, right? And if they flipped Antifa off or they didn't agree with the cause, Antifa would start throwing rocks and they were just breaking people's windshields. And people can't stop because if they stop, then they get mobbed by 200 people. So you just get your windshield broken in Portland, and that's just like a typical Sunday morning.
It's a mess over there. Yeah. It's just an
call it what it is. Call it what it is, Lisa.
It's a shit show.
It's a summer of love.
It's a summer of love.
Well, I believe video 3 was captured by Taylor. Some guy in a scooter began chasing them. You're seeing this pushback. Oh, we watched this. Yeah, this was from a second ago. Is like, you know that the right wing is feeling emboldened when you are you're handicapped and you are chasing people in paramilitary gear. I mean, you could kick this guy over.
Dude, how good would it have been if he had met up with Wheels?
Oh, you know Dustin Wheels?
Oh, my gosh.
The disabled midget in a wheelchair that goes around and tries to get assaulted by cops so that everyone can scream, "You assaulted a disabled man." And he's like, and he's always getting arrested. He's like, and he's like flopping in his chair. He's like,
that is such a good
video of that
representation of him.
Yeah, and he's like, "You're hurting me. I'm a disabled man." It's like, dude, Dustin, you ran over a police foot in your wheelchair intentionally. You're gonna get arrested.
I was standing next to him this past weekend, and I was just like, "OMG, it's Wheels."
Dude, I remember I yelled at him. I was like, "Bro, I'll tip you." And he was like, and everyone's like, "Oh, that was what's it called? Ableist." And I was like, "It was actually." Savannah, lead us to here. Before we go any further, I want to remind you guys that if you have not known already, that Sydney and I have a new show that is coming out very, very, very soon. In early September is the goal right now. It is You Are Here. It is a daily show. This show is a little more niche. This is, we're going over things from the week. We're looking at ideas. That's looking at daily culture events, not just like hard news, but looking at the picture every single day, understanding that they're... Everyone watching is just unfortunately right where we are, like a map inside of a mall saying, "We're just here. This is where we are. And let's confront the daily things." And what should they do if they're watching this? What should they do right now?
Go to the bio or the description of this video and click the link and go and subscribe. I don't know why you asked me to do this. I'm so bad at it. Every single time. I'm so bad
do
at telling people where to go.
Seduce them into a subscription.
You got to go and subscribe, everybody.
Seduce them into a subscription. Be like, come on.
Subscribe.
Yeah, so tell them to subscribe.
Please.
There's like somebody.
You can see why I'm single, yeah. Yeah. Like, Sydney, talk dirty to me. I don't know how to do it. I don't know.
It's the catfish.
Brandon, do you mind popping your head in for a second? This is our new producer of the new show. This is Brandon.
What's up? From... He loves haters.
Say hello. Give him the micro fast to say hello. Tell him they should subscribe, yes?
Yeah, let's go and subscribe to the channel. I'd like to get to 100,000 before we air.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And the number keeps going up and up and up.
No, yeah. He's not a realistic person, so we have a non-realistic host and a non-realistic show. So, Savannah, tell us, let's go to Let's Play Video 4, but give us the synopsis. What the hell is happening here?
So basically what's happening in this video is Antifa had driven up to where the Proud Boys were. They specifically moved their event 8 miles away from their original location to avoid a confrontation. Antifa drove up in that handicapped van, and these vans, as you guys can see, are getting their windows smashed in by Proud Boys because they're holding Antifa members and they're trying to bring more members to the event, and they get absolutely wrecked. So they end up retreating, and then ultimately we have this clip that I took as well. It was super fun. You know, while I was getting bear maced and trying to open my eyes, I was taking this amazing footage of the Proud Boys just completely destroying this Antifa van. But what ended up happening was Antifa started bringing more people in to come get their van. It's still there right now, but they ended up retreating, the Proud Boys did, because too many people were coming.
This is something really important that people miss in these things. Can you go to my screen here, Savannah? Is, you know, people go to like this. There's this Vice article that says Proud Boys Summer of Love rally ended in blood, beatings, and gunfire. So on the first hand, the gunfire, as Andy Ngo pointed out, happened more than 10 miles away from the Proud Boys attended rally. Mm-hmm. And someone on the Antifa side actually fired at least 6 rounds at a 65-year-old man who police say had nothing to do with the protest. So they always try to make it seem like, you know, they always go, well, the Proud Boys committed violence. And they never put out the fact that Proud Boys are reactionary. They are reactionaries. And, you know, I've been punched by a Proud Boy. Sav, you were actually maced by the Proud Boys, correct?
Mm-hmm. Here's that nice little video of that. So I'm trying to walk up to this event, and I was wearing Black Block, but I took my face mask off so they would see my face, because I went and introduced myself to some of them just so I wouldn't get maced in the face. But just listen.
We're media, please.
I don't care who you are.
That's the Proud Boys, basically, in these types of events.
Yeah, but I understand. Yeah. I mean, I don't really know what the purpose of like going up to a random person and macing them is, but I get why they're at this level, because I think that a lot of people, me included, can relate to the rage. Like, that's what it is. Yeah, that's a beautiful photo, Savannah, honestly.
Thank you.
I love
your
eyebrows in it.
You really
got to teach us how to do that. Wow.
I got to show you guys the one that James took of me as well. We got this one. Nice.
Are you actually,
shot.
Honestly,
yeah, that
you,
one's cute.
I was going to say, you look cute.
Thank you.
I like how your gas mask has like pink on it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not upset by this picture at all. I'm sure that all the simps in the comments, I mean, simps, let us know what you think of Savannah's white eyebrows.
Yeah. Like, with white cream dripping down her face.
But honestly, like on a serious note, with
some
all
man's
this,
dream.
It's like, you know, I can totally relate to the rage that a lot of people are feeling. And I get why people feel the need to be the way that they are towards other humans with whom they think that they probably disagree. I get it. I'm not saying I'm going to go out there and bear mace someone, but I understand why they feel this way and why they are so reactionary, because it's like you've been pushed to this point after we've been putting up with this crap for like 5 years. This has been going on for so long, all of this stuff, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse and
it
worse.
It has. You're right. I keep thinking 3 or 4 years, but it's been about 5 years.
It's been about 5 years.
Of nonstop.
It started before
political
Trump.
Violence from the left being justified and the right being expected to do nothing about it.
Yep. And you know what? The fact of the matter is, I don't know anymore if I'm still on this fence of, oh, you know, we can solve all of this just by voting out the Democrats. Oh, okay. No, I don't think that that's the answer anymore. And I'm not saying that you should take up arms necessarily and go kill some Antifa people, although, you know, maybe less of them, fewer of them in the world might not be the worst thing in the world. I'm not saying that violence is the answer in this capacity, but I am not also saying that voting people out is the answer either. I don't know where the answer is between those two things. This is a weird way of me trying to be like, I'm not calling for violence.
Well,
but
Sid, you know, another thing about this event, too, is that...
But.
Yeah, but.
So another thing about this event, too, is that the police, Portland police, put out a statement that basically said, hey, we're not going to attend this event. There's going to be big clashes. We know that's going to happen. We know it's going to get violent. We're not showing up. No. So, yeah, they did. Portland police put that statement
out. Fine, that's fine by me. Let them kill each other, right? Like,
no, but why kill each other, though? Because the Proud Boys...
Because the Proud Boys will win.
But the Proud Boys are the only ones who are getting out there and doing something.
But there has been more of them. So I think there needs to be, like, a growing, like, civil unrest, civil disobedience, that kind of thing. I wouldn't necessarily call for, like, violence, per se, but I definitely think that more people, maybe not join up with the Proud Boys, but get out there and have their backs. Like, get out there and show up in numbers. I think that numbers would deter a lot of these. And look at the size of them. They're always, like, these little, whiny, skinny, purple-haired weirdos.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. With their umbrellas trying to block you from rubber bullets and filming. Like, they're a bunch of wusses. So like, get rid of them. Show up in numbers. Stand behind the Proud Boys. Stop. Not that I'm not whatever.
Is that Julio running there with the press badge on?
I don't think Julio was at this.
So
event.
For people who don't know, and sorry to interrupt you guys, but for people who don't know, Lisa for James Klug, who is another person who covers these events, she's filmed for him, and so
they pulled my hair.
You're talking. You're actually speaking from, like, I mean, I'm the only one who's just too much of a bitch to go out.
You went to the straight pride parade.
Yeah, I've been to a bunch of these events, but I don't go into the fray because my thing is like, you know, my teeth were really expensive, and I don't want to get hit.
I kind of like it. I think it's fun. Like,
that's because you're from Philly, though, and that's your, like, your love language. Being beaten is your, like, your love language at this.
There's
stage.
A lot of suggestive language in this episode. It's like she's like, pull my hair, beat me, wipe stuff on the face. I had someone write me, and they were like, my pastor husband told me I have to turn off your show because you are not a light. You are not a light, and you are playing the same jokes that they are. And it's like, ma'am, this is a show called Slightly Offensive. I don't know what, this is not the Glenn Beck program. Like, I don't think you know what you're watching.
Are you new here?
Yeah. Like, no offense, but I think you're new here. The show is not, it's like this. But also, I want to bring this up, like you were saying, about people getting out there and doing this. Is this is why we have to not capitulate to their narrative. Mm-hmm. It's like when people are like, oh, well, the Proud Boys are a terrorist organization. You're like, well, you know, it takes fire to beat fire. But terrorists to fight terrorists, then, I guess, you know. And they go like, yeah, well, you know, Enrique Tarrio, I think I have this here. Yeah, look, right here. It's like, well, Enrique Tarrio, got a sentence to nearly 6 months in prison for acts of terrorism. You're like, bro, he burned a Black Lives Matter sign.
I was there for that.
Yeah, so was I. I filmed it too. It's like, he burned a Black Lives Matter sign. Think about this.
I was reading this morning, he had two high capacity magazines.
Whatever, empty. Like, empty though, but here's the point.
But like, how is that illegal?
But think about this.
In DC, think about this.
Oh, really? Okay.
This is the unequal distribution. This is what I'm saying. Of like, you can have critiques of the Proud Boys. Like I said, the Proud Boys are a bunch of chauvinists, masculine men who literally, they want to fight. There's guys who want to fight. They do. They want to fight, all right? And they picked good people to want to fight. They're not walking around punching your grandma. They're punching people who deserve to be punched in the face, okay? I'm
full vigilante style. But here's the thing, though, like you were saying before, they are reactionary. So when we had, like, the Trump rallies leading up to January 6th, like, they were out there, and they were out there, though, protecting the people. They weren't out there, like, picking fights with Antifa necessarily. Like, I saw them, like, out there protecting more.
That's why
people.
They use paintball guns now, to keep people away.
Right. They were protecting people. They weren't out there to, like, really look and pick fights. And I remember going with James, and I would go one way, he would go another, and you would see them. They were just patrolling to make sure they weren't hurting anybody. It was Antifa that was seeking them out to get into a really big confrontation and a fight.
And they kept violence away at the rallies that were supposed to protect for the election. They were doing massive street patrols where the police would not, and were keeping any left-wing people from getting in by intimidation. And I got to tell you this, though. You know, like, with the unequal distribution, we're going to talk about this in a second. It's like, he gets 6 months for, like, burning a sign and carrying empty magazines. And then you go here. You remember Marquis Love, this guy, who I'm not going to show the video because it would get this video age-restricted, but he roundhouse kicked this guy in the head and nearly killed him. He got 12 months in jail for nearly killing a right winger. I don't think he was a right winger in the end. He almost killed someone at one of these protests, broke open his car, pulled him out, and, like, nearly murdered the man. He gets 12 months, and Enrique gets 6 months for burning a sign. And so, like that's what I'm saying about, like, you could criticize and be like, all right, Enrique, you shouldn't be, like, burning personal property or something like that. But it's like, when you see that, like, okay, you also shouldn't be trying to kill people, but when you only get, like, a year for trying to kill someone and then 6 months for, like, carrying an empty magazine and burning a flag, like the people at in the Capitol, they got 8 months for parading and picketing. It's like, there is no equal form of justice, and that's why the left is allowed to continue their violence, and that's why everyone's getting angrier, because you're like, well, if I can go to jail for almost the same amount of time for burning a flag as killing someone, then, you know what, let's ramp this shit up. Like, that's what it is. Like, it's like, fine, If everything I do is violence, then let's effing go. And I got to tell you this. It is dangerous. And as you go to my screen here, people are getting hurt. Emergencies happen all the time. The U.S. value system and American families have been under attack for a very long time. And if you're a single person, you have a family, you're starting one, or even just you're on your own and you want to know, well, how do I build my safety net? I got to have good friends. I got to have good community. I got to have good information. Well, you also need to have a safety built net for your personal health, which is why I need to talk to you about safetynet.club. So this is an amazing opportunity. Everyone knows health insurance is freaking expensive. Not only that, but usually when you get it, 50% of us have high deductibles. You end up leaving the hospital in emergencies and things happen to you with high bills anyways. It's like, well, what the hell's the point? Well, with Safety Net Community, what's really important is that when you sign up, you get access to all different types of services. For instance, you might want to know this because you go out in protest. They have this something called like accident insurance, which is for like about $15 a month. If you go to get in any accident and you go to the emergency room, they'll cover all the costs, which could be like $10,000, $20,000 not covered by your insurance. And that's not even expensive. $15 a month is affordable. That is fully affordable. And you can do that. Also, when you sign up today at safetynet.club, that's SAFETYNET.club. You get $10,000 accidental death and dismemberment insurance. What this means is that if you die, $10,000 goes to your beneficiaries. Just by signing up today, you automatically get $10,000.
That's what it takes to bury you.
Like, yeah.
Funerals are expensive.
It no takes GoFundMes.
$10,000 to bury you.
So yeah, so you get that. It goes, and also, if you lose a limb, finger, eye, anything like that, you get $10,000 cash deposited to you so you have time to buffer and figure out what you're going to do for your health so you can pay your bills. That's pretty cool anyways,
yeah, awesome.
For just signing up, but also you get access to all their products. So go to safetynet.club. That's SAFETYNET.club. Find out the way to be a part of the Safety Net community. Get the safety that you need. Know that accidents and lots of these things happen. Find out the services they offer. Go to safetynet.club and join the community that I'm a part of today. So I want to bring this with the unequal push, like the way that people are punished differently. And Savannah, when you see that Vice all just says it's the Proud Boys ended in blood and violence, and they show, let me go back there, like, you know, this man being beaten inside of a car, they intentionally make it seem like Proud Boys are the aggressors, as mm-hmm. if the Proud Boys and these right-wing people did not just put on an event, and that if no one came to attack them, as if they would have like went out and just like formed a mob and started like breaking windows, like as if this was not an event they planned that was attacked. And then it's like, oh, they committed acts of violence.
Well,
it's
and
like,
that's the what? Thing. In this Vice article too, are they going to point out the fact that the Proud Boys specific or the right wing group, because it wasn't the Proud Boys who put this on, but the right wing group that was a part of this, that they moved the event specifically so there wouldn't be violence or a confrontation, and Antifa still got into vehicles and went to go find them and start a fight? I'm sure that's not in this article.
Probably not.
I mean, definitely not.
Probably
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like, and what's funny is it's just like when they, you know, a government sends soldiers to war, mm-hmm. and then, you know, like you saw that recent thing where they tried them for like war crimes. It's like you sent them to war to go kill people, and then you got mad that they killed people in a way you didn't like. And it's like, ugh, you
so
sent them.
Crazy.
It's like, so it's like Proud Boys. It's like people are attacking them, and you want them to just take it.
Mm-hmm.
And
this has been the narrative for years now. For all last summer long, that was the narrative. It was Proud Boys are the violent ones. They would never say that Antifa came to attack them.
Yeah,
first.
But it's
never.
Been the whole thing too with the whole insurrection. Oh, it's the right wingers. It's the conservatives that are the violent ones. They're the ones that are instigating all of this. And it's like, do you not understand that for starters, it's a reaction to the crap that we've been subjected to for literally like 5 years, no exaggeration. Someone work out when this started, because I can promise you it's probably even more than five. Let's be real. So it's a reaction to that. It's also hypocritical. Well, not even hypocritical. It's just, it is what it is, because the left can do whatever the hell they want. There's tons of footage of them doing similar insurrections at Capitol buildings and what have you. Does that get media attention? Nope. Elijah, I remember you telling me ages ago about how people in Antifa would be arrested by the police, and then the police would obviously go through the motions with them. It would, you know, go to court for, you know, in whatever capacity. And then the DA would just go, and just let them all go. And yet you have people sitting in prison right now for January 6th who basically walked through the Capitol building.
Picketing.
Yeah. And now they're political prisoners who bloody Matt Gaetz can't even get in to see because they're locking him out of bloody building. For people who haven't seen that video, that pissed me off so much.
We're second class citizens. And so I think that because,
get mad, everyone.
Because we're second class citizens, your anger is righteous. And that's why, you know, even though it's people always tell me, like, especially establishment conservatives and stuff are always like, hey, you shouldn't go to bat for the Proud Boys. Like, it's career suicide. And I go, career? Ma'am, I'm not going to have a career if we don't have a country.
Well, if you're in the gulag too, Elijah, yeah. And that's, I mean, like...
The Proud Boys, like, that's not my personality. I'm not going to go out in fatigues, and I'm not like this. I'm not this guy. I've never been a violent person. That's not who I am. But it's like, is Antifa supposed to be allowed to just do what the hell they want? No,
yes.
The citizens, apparently, well,
yes.
But the citizens, if the police aren't going to do their job, you go, well, are you promoting vigilantism? Yes. I believe fully that if the police aren't going to do their job, the citizens have the right to protect themselves, their property. And I've seen that multiple times. And it's like,
that's your first right.
Yeah.
Life, liberty. Right?
See, and like, the most
your life. If you need to protect your life, and the police aren't there to do it, self defense.
That's actually the most infuriating part of all of this too. Is that again? I love bringing this point up because it shows the hypocrisy that the people who actually defend themselves against Antifa are the ones that get arrested by the police.
Yes,
always.
Well, no, but you know what?
And get heftier sentences.
I'll say this much though, and I don't know if we've ever talked about this on your show before. So sorry if I'm repeating myself, everybody. But when I organized protests in Australia, which I did, I organized a couple and helped Avi Yemeni, another journalist in Australia, organize protests and whatnot. I remember at one of the ones that I had, my March for Men, I had to organize with police. I had to organize basically because I had people in riot gear there, not for my side, but for the left, because the left, you know, similar to Antifa, were going to turn up to cause trouble. And the police, I will never forget this. The cop said to me, the reason we do this and the reason we talk to you is because it's a lot easier to deal with the right wing than it is to deal with the psycho ass left. I would much rather deal with you, Sydney Watson, because you're a mild mannered, decent human being that's going to actually do what we ask, as opposed to these guys. So they know full well that it's easier to arrest us because we comply than arresting the left.
It's been that way too. For when I did the Tommy Robinson protests in the UK, same thing. They would work with us. We would organize everything, and it was hope, not hate, and those people that would come out and attack, and they knew that that was going to be the way, so they worked with us because we would do the right thing. We would get the right amount of security.
But then they arrest you. Then they come in and they arrest you, not the people that are instigating the violence.
And Tommy Robinson right now is being politically persecuted because he had all the evidence to prove about this young man who's very dangerous and committed violence, which I can say here in the United States because we still have freedom of speech here. But of course, he's getting, you know, sued for libel and slander. And, you know, to the Tommy Robinson people, you know, the thing is that the same thing they said about Tommy, that they depersoned him and dehumanized him
at the hand of
the government. Mm-hmm. Tommy Robinson is a good guy. I like Tommy Robinson.
He's the best one of the best.
And Media Matters, I hope you quote me on that. You know, I always love it. It's like, I love that we're at the point now, that's what I'm saying, where we don't care. Like, where Media Matters will be like, Matt Walsh said this, and Matt Walsh will be like, yep, I did. I would say it again. I'm going to retweet you so people can see what I said. You
yeah,
know,
exactly.
It's like, oh, well, you, Elijah Schaefer, you know, defended Proud Boys and Tommy Robinson in an episode. You want me to add more groups? We can keep going.
Honestly, Tommy Robinson. 3%ers,
we can keep going.
Tommy Robinson is one of the few men who has any bloody guts these days. He really is. And it's so... For people who don't know who Tommy Robinson is, absolutely look him up. Don't read all the mean articles about him because they're and Lisa's actually worked with him too. Lisa is, you know, is one of his, you know, good friends, and they've worked together a lot. But Tommy has been so persecuted by, you know, everyone in England simply talking out against Islam and the things that Islam does. And obviously in the last episode, we learned what Sydney thinks of Islam. And it's not warm, but
no
it's
bueno.
Just disgusting.
But
it's disgusting.
Worse than just throwing him in prison, right? Because now, like, how can he get a mortgage? How can he rent from somebody when they know it's Tommy Robinson? He's getting Osman warnings, is what they're called, right? And there's people threatening to Molotov cocktail his house with his kids in it, right? He can't do anything. He's totally, and they're coming at him. And even when he has evidence in a case to prove that he's right, now he has to pay over $700,000 in legal fees and compensation to this kid. And they're trying to make him actually not able to survive in the world at all. We did, like, I think it was 2018, a thing on being deplatformed and depersoned, basically. And that's what they do. Anne-Marie Waters cannot get a bank account in the UK. You can't get a bank account. Imagine that. That's all coming here. Like, it's already here.
Oh, it's already here. Think
it's
about
already
the Laura
here, but it's
Loomer.
Worse. It's worse over
there. Think about when Laura Loomer, and I believe this happened to a couple other people too, but I can't remember who, but I know specifically Laura Loomer had her bank account canceled by Chase out of nowhere. Simply, I mean, look, you don't have to like Laura Loomer. You don't have to like her tactics. But again, this is someone who is actually willing to stand up for what she thinks. And she's an ambush journalist. She's a guerrilla journalist. And yet, for some reason, she has been deplatformed, depersoned, same thing. I mean,
but that's going to happen to all of us.
Dude,
every single one of us in this room or watching your show, they're coming for us. I don't want to, I'm like, fine.
That's why we
want to
divorce. Do you have the video of the Antifa medics, they probably got their like degrees from the Art Institute or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That. It's like
gender studies. Large,
where they tried to like offer aid to one of the Proud Boys and then they instead just punched them and shot them with paintball guns.
I know. I mean, I took this video right here where they're shooting them. This is them retreating at that point, and they're just kind of shooting with paintball guns because they're like, get out of here. We don't want you.
Yeah, because like, we don't want your help. We don't want you. Get the out. And that's pretty much what it's come down to. It's like, dude, don't. Like, it's like, don't come in here and be like, it's like, you know, with people like, oh, well, we put Liz Cheney and Kissinger on the January 6th commission. No, we as Republicans don't even want to be on that committee that investigated 1/6. We don't trust you. We don't want to be a part of your government. We don't want to be a part of it. We want a separate country. Like we, and it's like, oh, Elijah, let's just give these people their ammunition. Are you promoting secession? Yeah, I do promote secession. I do think that it would be nice if states had rights again and that there was a time in our country where people followed the Constitution. And it was like, I wish it wasn't like a, hey, we're going to pull away from the United States. It's like, we're going to form a coalition that follows the Constitution.
Yes.
And if you're not following the Constitution, you're declaring yourself the enemy of the country. I don't want a civil war. I don't want to say, hey, we're breaking off as the South against the North, saying we're gonna find out which states are still obeying the laws, following election laws, following the Constitution. And if you're not, then you're not a part of our country because you're not. So it's exclusion rather than pulling away because I cannot handle anymore. Mm-hmm. Do you see what they're doing with the ballots in California?
I know.
How they created the holes in the ballots,
Elijah,
so that before opening them, you could tell if someone voted to recall Newsom and if they voted for Larry Elder, his biggest competitor. That way they can throw out the ballots. And you see that guy, they found a drug dealer randomly with 300 ballots in LA with like Xanax and bunch of drugs and guns. And
didn't
he happens
a video
to have a bag
just come
full
out
of
too
guys,
of
you
people
can,
stealing ballots from a mailbox in California
guys,
as well.
You can print your own ballot in California. You can print
I didn't know
it.
That.
You can print it. Print it. That's so psycho.
That's just to fight racism and to be very inclusive of communities who can't leave their houses. That's all that is. Really.
Oh, Sav is. God, I was going to make a joke and, you know, just reference your skin color because I know how much you love that.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
Dude, honestly, though, I just want to cry like when I think about this stuff because I just go, there is actually no process in the United States right now, in my opinion, that safeguards elections. And it's ridiculous to me because it's like one of the most important things is to actually be able to democratically elect your leaders. I mean, I know that people are pissed off at the whole democracy thing at the moment because they're like, well, should majority really rule when a lot of people are freaking dumb? I'm not so sure. But I mean, think about that, where you can actually destroy an election and get someone, you know, who people obviously don't want to stay in office because you're cheating. That sucks. That sucks. They're
so
emboldened.
And then the media is going to back all of it up and like pretend that it's not even happening and then gaslight the hell out of the whole country and be like, you're a conspiracy theorist. There's no election fraud.
Yeah, but we're starting to see legitimately that, you know, we are being treated as second-class citizens. Now, a good example of this is there was a PR stunt. I think this was done in Florida where 75 doctors walked out of the hospital because they didn't want to treat unvaccinated people. And what's interesting is because they're saying, well, we don't want to treat you because, you know, your choices are what caused your disease. Now,
that's a violation of their Hippocratic Oath.
And also that's what hospitals are usually 99% treating people who their own personal decisions are what led them to get into
exactly.
the hospital.
I mean, this is true.
That's like, even if you're like, well, what about cancer? Yeah, a lot of geographic places, the food you consume, the air you breathe.
But they should get their licenses revoked for that. That's a legit violation of your Hippocratic Oath.
No, here's the thing.
I mean, like maybe like $10,000 fine or something.
If you're not going to treat people because of decisions that they made, then you don't deserve to be a doctor.
Also, isn't it funny that it was the unvaccinated that caused this walkout, not sex work, alcohol abuse, drug abuse.
Obesity.
No, it was unvaccinated.
The fats.
You shared something the other day that I thought was interesting. Elijah shared an article on Twitter that referred to charging unvaccinated people a surcharge at, I think it was a restaurant or something like that. There was a surcharge that.
No,
that
this
was,
is companies. It's being,
oh,
it's being
companies.
Recommended.
Oh,
that,
no, that's right. They get, sorry.
$50 to $100 fee
per
month.
Yes, I'm a dum-dum. So yeah, it's where people are basically having their wages docked.
Yeah, it's a fee.
For not being vaccinated. And I thought to myself, it's remarkable. I thought to myself, and a lot of other people commented this too. What about fat people? Because let's be real, they're a massive resource drainer. For the most part, especially the medical system, because obviously fat people, whether the, you know, fat acceptance movement likes this or not, there are a lot of illnesses that you get when you're overweight. There are a lot of things that happen when you're overweight, you know, especially sometimes on planes, I sit next to overweight people and I think, I don't know why half of my seat is being enveloped by your fat rolls.
Well, Sydney, it's not their fault that they ate 3 Big Macs accidentally and became
It just fell in their
pounds.
Mouth.
Yeah,
it just
it's
fell.
Not their fault.
I'm really starting to realize that this is like not a hippie movement, but it's the amount of the way that these people are killing us by the food, the shitty food that they sell us. Yep. It's so alarming, the additives and what they put in and what these things do to our body. And I want to bring this up because these doctors left, like you said, because they're saying like, oh, because people are unvaccinated. Dude, do you know there's like a lot of precursors for a lot of things that we can blame people for their own personal decisions? It's like, well, police aren't going to, paramedics aren't going to help gunshot victims in black neighborhoods because they, you know, they're voluntarily committing most of the violent crime. And it's like, well, they're doing it. It's their choice. So we're not going to treat them like, no, you can't do that. Mm. They can't not respond to a call because black people keep shooting each other. It's like, so well, they bad. Do, but you still need to respond to the call because that's how our society works. It's you gave an oath, you had to help people and to offer treatment. And so it's like, this is a snowball to where they're intentionally creating an apartheid state. This is a vaccine so effective against a pandemic so deadly that they have to create an apartheid state in order to force you to get it. And you know what? Ooh. I'm not getting it.
I'm not getting it.
Yeah, I mean,
you can squeeze it out of your arm, though.
I was laughing so hard because all of our Uber drivers in Portland were like, so, like, are you guys vaccinated? And we were like,
No.
Hold on, wait. No. Lisa needs to expand on this. She was talking about this yesterday on Sarah Gonzalez's show, News and Why.
So
explain this thing about this. I didn't know this. And Lisa was telling me, and I'm going, no, you're kidding me. You're kidding that this is a thing.
Used to do anesthesia, and they would make her get the flu vaccine. And her and this like pastor guy that worked in there in the hospital too, when they would be forced to get the flu vaccine, they would sit there and squeeze, like after they get the shot, squeeze it out of their arm. And then they would go stick a, like, you know, one of those like foot patch toxin things on it. So we have this other person who works in the nursing field, and he had to get the vaccine recently. And they watch you. You sit there for like 15 minutes. So he was like, I didn't care. He's like, with the bandage on, I just squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. He was like, it was so wet and whatever that like the bandage almost fell off. Right. And so he's.
No, but it wasn't blood.
It's not blood.
I asked Lisa, my first question was,
I didn't
was
believe
it blood?
My mom until I told the person about this story, and they did. And they're like, I couldn't believe how much came out. Like they were squeezing it. So the bandage was soaked and it like came out. They squeezed most of that vaccine out.
I did not know that was a thing.
I didn't know
that's
a thing
so
either.
Unreal. What the heck?
Well, I mean, technically you could remove venom from the blood. So like, but like,
see, that's a really bad idea, fam.
Not
don't,
that I'm telling
don't
people
ever suck venom out.
I'm not.
No,
telling
I meant you
this,
could
I'm
though.
Saying.
What I'm saying is like you'd ingest it, so you wouldn't want to do
exactly.
that. I mean, it would absorb
in
your tongue. But my point is that this is the interesting thing is that they think that we're stupid. We're militarizing and we're preparing for the society that they are creating, which is to marginalize us, and we will not comply. We will not be marginalized. Mm-hmm. Listen to this little. Although I can't call him that because if you are what you eat, this guy is not getting any. Trudeau, who, by the way, famously, I
just didn't
it.
Know that vaginas could talk. He is a remarkable specimen, truly, truly.
Dude, those two little flaps moving. I'll tell you this. He came out, and I take credit from one of my first episodes of this podcast was called Justin Trudeau Pee Sitting Down. And it was, there's nothing wrong with that, but he does.
But that's just facts.
Yeah.
That's just facts.
So Trudeau had this to say about the unvaccinated. Listen to this. Let's go play video 13.
You deserve better. You deserve a government that's going to continue to say, get
Stephen
vaccinated.
Furtick is like a pastor.
You know,
sounds like a young millennial
pastor. If you
don't
want to get vaccinated, that's your choice. But don't think you can get on a plane or a train besides vaccinated people and put them at risk.
Okay, pause.
That's not how it works.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'll tell you this. When you go to have sex, don't think if you're having sex in a room next door to somebody who's wearing a condom and you're not wearing a condom that we're going to let you in the house. Because if you don't wear a condom, then their condom's not going to work. You're like, that's not how it works. You're telling me this offers protection, but if somebody else doesn't have it, it doesn't offer me protection. This sounds like a scam.
I've always been confused by this, right? Because you know
yeah,
how...
I know. It don't even apologize anymore. People are like, are you an anti-vaxxer? No, this is a scam, actually. Mm-hmm. So it's a scam.
This whole thing has always really confused me, right? Because, and again, I'm not an expert. I freely admit that. I say this on the show all the time. I'm not an expert at any of the health stuff. I have a rudimentary understanding of many topics. But with this one, this is what confuses me. I always thought, right, that inoculations were supposed to prevent you from getting that illness, not mitigate the reaction to that illness.
The load, the viral load, yeah.
I always thought, right, for example, if I have the tetanus shot, super happy I've got that because I actually cut my hand on a pointed rusty thing lately. But, you know, I'm thinking, well, okay, I can't get tetanus now because I've been inoculated against tetanus. Would it I'm confused
That's the way it works. I think that's the way it's supposed to work.
That's what I thought, mm-hmm. but confused.
But tetani is like bacteria, so you're talking about, that's actually a living organism, so that's something different than like a viral load.
I get that, but I'm confused though why this is supposed to only mitigate the symptoms of, like, does the flu vaccine stop you from getting the flu?
It's kind of like, it creates like a southern border, United States border, where like, it's
porous. Yes. So you can just...
Things can get in, but maybe basically what you're doing is you're creating your immune system, a memory system, using like your B cells, you're creating antibodies in your body that recognize something so that when you do get infected, your body thinks it's previously been infected. So it has the immune response prepared to fight it,
so you don't get
which
sick.
Is why you can still get sick. Oh. But like with tetani or something like to that regard, you're not going to have the same side effects or symptoms because once it's there, your body has a quick response. Instead of having to use inflammation and start to flood and vasodilate and different things, you begin to actually flood. The antibodies are in the blood. It recognizes it. You have the signals. You send the antibodies. You don't have to produce the antibodies in the load cycle. You actually can, they're there. Mm-hmm. And so then it's like your soldiers are already armed. And then when you go in there with the antibodies and you have your killer T cells and you go in and you take the whole response, it's like you've sped it up so that you're less likely to have severe symptoms.
Sydney's right in a sense where they used to take like dead parts of the virus and stick that.
That's an inoculation, correct.
Yeah. Right, but that's not what the other ones are. I think the Johnson & Johnson is that way, but the other two, the mRNA ones are not like that.
I thought it was Moderna that was the actual inoculation.
The Johnson & Johnson's one.
We don't have a true inoculation.
Just side note, we should rename this show Elijah Explains Complex Medical Stuff to Dum Dum Sydney because she is not clever enough to understand.
Do you know what I realized today? This is so crazy. I didn't know as much education I have, and I'm thinking about finishing because somebody wrote me and they were like, hey, you're not a scientist, you can't speak on this. And so like, I went in to just see like how much schoolwork it would take to finish my graduate studies. Do you know it only took me two more semesters to getting my graduate degree specifically in immunological development of vaccines towards pathogens and viruses, including SARS. Like people
you
are
should
like,
do
that's
it.
My study. And it's like funny. Cause I'm like you 1 year away from like literally just like being an expert on the topic, like legally. And it's like, I went to school for many years. I know. Well, yeah, but it's funny because I'm like, I'm two semesters away of coursework of like actually just like being able to be like, hey, shut the hell up. Like I have.
Becomes a doctor to own the
libs. Which is stuff probably read and do every day anyway.
Well, that's why it's like, it didn't like stop getting educated. I didn't like drop out of grad school and be like, oh, I forgot. You know, like, I mean, it's actually quite funny because it's something that I know and I love, and that's why I don't promote pseudoscience, which is why I've never been on board with this stuff because I've never seen science behave like this. Mm-hmm. I've been around scientists. I've worked for years in scientific laboratories. I've worked on genetic research and even limb regeneration and tissue development and things. And I'm like, I'm sitting there and it's like from stem cell research to immunotherapy, which is very similar to this, to mRNA delivery technology. I've worked this. I've developed this. You know, I've been on teams, and you're telling me that because you read on, you know, CNN that I'm a conspiracy theorist. I am. Hey, f*** you. But like, you know what I mean? Like I literally am sitting here thinking I'm reading scientists who are much more educated than I am. And what they're saying agrees with what I would think was going on here, as in I wouldn't get this. And what's funny is a lot of the people who are most hesitant to get this vaccine are healthcare workers and scientists. You know, the highest hesitancy group is people with PhDs.
Yep.
That's the highest group of people that are hesitant. They were like, it's a bunch of dumb Trump supporters that don't want it. No, the highest education level that does not want it is PhD. It outweighs it. The people that are most likely to get it are bachelor's degrees or lower.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I think that's, I saw that same,
that bell curve.
That was really interesting because I think too, that when you have, at least people in the medical field, they have obviously a greater comprehension, I would say, than the average citizen of what's going on here. And I think that they're naturally skeptical because they see all, obviously, behind the scenes, a lot of what goes on too. I mean, and also I just factor in, and I think that this is always really important for people to realize, big pharma does not give a crap about you. You are a vessel by which they can make a crap ton of money. Just remember that when you're getting your Vicodin.
Is that why 9 billionaires were created at the start of COVID via vaccine?
I think so. Also, side note, the Pfizer, I believe the CEO of Pfizer doesn't even have the COVID vaccine.
I can't.
Was that debunked?
I think it was.
Yeah, okay.
But I will say this. Look at this. Put that on the screen. Read what it says right there. Put on the screen for her.
Pfizer names former FDA chief. I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Gottlieb.
Gottlieb. Also, side note too, I think people need to realize this as well, with the Pfizer vaccine being approved by the FDA. I was reading yesterday that Pfizer is actually responsible for the most amount of damages. They've been sued for the most amount of damages of any, I guess, like pharmaceutical company, potentially. Feel free to fact check me on
this. It was like $30 million already this year, I think.
Yeah, but in total, I believe in total, it was somewhere in the realm of, I think, $2.3 billion.
Sounds right.
That they have been sued for over the years. So in fact, they are, Pfizer, the one whose vaccine is approved by the FDA, has been responsible for the, well, has been sued the most amount of times for, like, I guess, you know, I don't know, medical malpractice.
Yeah,
stuff.
Essentially, it's like I even someone said, that's what someone's like, oh, well, like, so you do have science in this. And I go, yeah, I look at this and I'm just going, I'm not putting that in my body, because they go, well, it's FDA approved now. And I'm like, well, the FDA also approved high fructose corn syrup. Doesn't mean you should drink it. Or,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
It doesn't mean it's like good. It's like, well, it's just sugar. It's like, it's good in moderation. Well,
alleged to, did you know that the FDA,
booster shots, I mean, that's a lot.
They've approved a lot of like additives into our food that are outlawed in other countries because they're so bad for people. Mm-hmm. But the FDA is like, oh yeah, it's cool for Americans. But Europe's like, nah. We're
yeah, like the yellow dyes. I know that. Yeah. And like a bunch of salt and also aspartame and stuff. It's like, look, man.
FDA doesn't give a damn about you. Yeah, or your health.
It's like the FDA doesn't approve what's health. What the FDA approval shows me is that they're like, well, we know you're not going to like just die if you inject this, but because the long-term studies won't be completed for some of the vaccines till 2022, then 2023. Mm-hmm. The point is, someone goes, well, would you get it then? No, because here's the point. This is the point. I'm not going to buy a vibrator because I don't have a... Like, I don't think like, I'm not going to buy one because I don't need it. I don't need that. There's no use for me to have one of those because my biology doesn't require that for me to be healthy and feel good. So it's like, I don't need this vaccine. I'm young. It's not for me.
I just
it was made for somebody different.
I just had it 3 weeks ago.
The vibrator?
COVID.
COVID. I just had COVID 3 weeks ago.
The sniffles.
First couple days, it was like, all right, I had fever and some body aches. And then, you know, I vape or whatever I do, right? And so, like, my chest wasn't, like, great breathing all whatever. But I got over it because, you know what? I'm healthy. Every other way, I'm thin. I'm healthy. My 87-year-old mother-in-law, cancer survivor, can barely stand up straight to walk. And she had less symptoms than I did. Mm-hmm. She survived it. People are surviving this all the time. They want to talk about, you know, how many cases we have, but they're never talking about how many deaths we're actually having.
But it's interesting because I saw a leftist saying in response to this argument, because I agree with you, it's like, you know, the survivor rate is what, 99.97%.
Ridiculous.
But then someone said, well, why do conservatives focus in on the small portion of people who have adverse reactions to the vaccine? And it's like, well, the difference is that with one of them, you're contracting a virus that you know, naturally build up antibodies to that leaves your system and you're golden. But with the vaccine, you're injecting yourself with something, with a foreign agent that then causes you to have dyspraxia, that causes you to have neurological problems, that causes you to have, I don't know, I guess like much, much, much worse symptoms than the actual coronavirus
itself.
You have
itself. To like, filter your blood.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's a
like,
different.
I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure that focusing in on the adverse reactions of vaccines, which you are putting into your system voluntarily and subjecting yourself to something that is, again, a foreign body, a foreign agent. I go, well, yeah, of course we're going to focus in on that because that you're like, it's not just getting a bloody sniffle. It's, you see these people with now permanent shakes that are having heart problems, that are having, you know, neurological problems. That's massive.
But
right.
That's
people
massive.
Are getting sick, just regular sick off like the second shot.
Yeah.
My one friend had anaphylaxis to her first shot, so she couldn't get the second one. Right.
My friend got paralyzed for like 3 weeks.
Dude,
but you're getting sick from the second shot. So if the whole object is to not get sick,
you're intentionally getting sick.
You're intentionally getting sick. Like most people get like symptoms.
Yeah, they go
on the second.
That
one.
Sounds like COVID. They're like, well, I basically said COVID-like symptoms. You're like, well, then you could have avoided this. Which I want to tell you guys this before we go any further is that it is important to care what you put in your body, and it is. And the other night, if you guys know, I've been going to the gym. I'm so happy. I'm now down 27 pounds. I was a fat piece of shit. I had riots and leftists. I wasn't eating soy. I was eating McDonald's at 3 a.m. in a neighboring city to Kenosha because I didn't know what else to do. And you know, I gained weight. There was stress. My mom died. And so I started working out. Then I started, you know, upping my protein intake and I needed something consistent. I'm busy, which is why I got to talk to you about Gainful.com/offensive. Now, Gainful is a a box that gets delivered to you, but it's not just a box, because that would be weird. It's a box full of amazing, healthful nutrients. Like for instance, mine is catered specifically to me through a 5-minute quiz that I took. And what I got is like a pre-protein that I can take before I work out if I didn't eat a lot during the day. So like a supplement to like be able to go and get my workout done. And then a post-protein that I can use in order to recover. I also have a pre-workout supplement that goes in that has a little bit of creatine and caffeine. And you don't have to take that, but I like it's watermelon flavored. And then I also have these really cool hydration packs that have all these ions and electrolytes go into my water, especially sometimes it's hard to drink a lot of water in the day, and it goes in my box. If you go there right now, they'll consider your dietary needs, goals, and unique physiology to personalize a formula just for you. They deliver supplements with no shipping charge every month, and you can cancel anytime and adapt your plan as needed. Their products are also formulated by their on-staff registered dietitians and are backed by pro-level exercise scientists and their advisory board, not just like the FDA. They actually have a private advisory board to try to figure out what's good for you. And they also, you know, everyone gets one-on-one access to a registered dietitian, which is really cool, available every time to help you. So they have rigorous quality control, and they have zero artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners. So they're above the FDA in that regard. Anyway, go to gainful.com/offensive. That's gainful.com/offensive to get $20 off your personalized supplements with free shipping. That's gainful.com/offensive for $20 off. I wanted to say that what we're saying put in the body is that's why it's past the point where like I need to explain to people, because I realize they're in the cult. I'm not in the cult. And just like with Antifa and these things, I'm really happy to see that. I think more of the right wing is just impervious to attacks. We're impervious to being upset. Even some people have noticed, like, hey, some of the companies that advertise with you are like pretty lefty. And you're like, yeah, because they're realizing that like we are our own subset and culture group. And like you're not going to get canceled anymore for sponsoring a right wing show because it doesn't even matter. Because at this point, we are so separate in our groups. We are living in two countries and they know it. So they're trying to get the legal upper hand so that we don't have any rights to have any opportunity, so that we feel like we're the slave class. But ultimately speaking, I don't think that's how it's going to end.
Yeah. I mean, if more people actually get up and start actually doing what they can. And I know that a lot of people don't want to take to the streets. That's perfectly fine. But a lot of people need to start realizing that like we are losing.
But there's no courage. There's no moral courage. They took it out of us through like the school system.
No, I reckon that there is. I totally disagree with you on this, because I reckon what it is people are ready to mobilize. They just don't know how. This is what I'm realizing is like, yeah, there are tons of gutless people out there. Do not get me wrong. Like, I shit on them all the time. But there's also a lot of people like me.
I think there's
me.
A lot of people waking up, sure.
Sure.
But I still think it takes a lot of moral courage, a lot of fortitude to actually get up and like be outspoken and say something, even at work.
Totally. Oh, yeah. I mean, but people need to, again, I feel like if there is a fallback, I was saying this yesterday, I feel like, for example, with like employers who'll fire their employees for not doing particular things and whatever, if there's a fallback where they felt like, okay, I don't mind standing up at work because it's okay if I get fired because someone else is going to hire me and it's going to be okay. People are not willing basically to put their money where their mouth is if it's going to particularly affect their hip pocket.
Right.
Absolutely. And if you circumvent that somehow, then people would be much more willing, because they go, look, Sid, I got 3 kids at home. You think I can just get fired? No. Like, how I need a backup system. And once you fix these problems, then people are like, all right, let's go.
Right. And
people are pissed, man.
No, and they are pissed, which is why I want to remind you that as we continue this conversation and we look at these things, do not forget to subscribe to the new show, You Are Here. But also understand this, that, you know, if you are wanting to support the show and you're wanting to be somebody who in this day and age that keeps this truth going, remember, there are so many easy ways to help. Obviously, we're demonetized everywhere. You know, we find ways to keep the show running and running smoothly. And we appreciate you guys being patient with all the ways we do that. But also, please, if you want to become a blind viewer, we are growing our online podcast audio only. So, you know, you are a viewer, but you're blind. please go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. Subscribe on Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, wherever you can, and leave that 5-star review. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything, and you might hear it read on the show. We're going to read a couple in just a second. But also, if you've been a longtime viewer, now's the time more than ever to become an SOB, a slightly offensive backer. Go to blazetv.com/Elijah and join and become a member. You also unironically become a member of like Crowder and other people too. So it's like you support the show, but this money directly funds the show, especially when all these people demonetize us. And it's really cool. And they're working on the back end to make this more intuitive and more interesting. You can also get access to our Not Alex Jones special. Let's go and let's read a couple of these reviews from our audience. We have a review from Miss Seamus Marr. It says, great show for blind viewers. I'm one of your blind viewers, but actually blind. Oh, shit. And thank God, because it means I'm spared seeing the disturbing TikToks you're always sharing, even if I'm watching on YouTube. Still always appreciate the visual descriptions. You're a real inclusive bunch. You know, this, Savannah, I didn't know anyone that was blind watches our show. Honestly, it was actually a joke. We need to get more descriptive. Note this.
For the blind, the actual blind viewers, yes, we will be more descriptive.
For the listeners. That's for the real listeners. Love hearing Elijah's perspective as someone who is also married to a non-US national. Awesome. I am a stay-at-home mom living with my husband in Europe and have a much more profound appreciation for American liberty now living abroad. Savage, short for savage, because she is so hardcore. Still confused about whether she's Asian or Mexican, though. So am I. Clarification would be appreciated because I need to know how oppressed she is. Thanks for all the great content, lads. Keep it up and God bless. Well, that was super sweet. Usually we just have weird reviews.
That was actually lovely. One. I mean, to qualify what Savannah looks like for the blind viewers out there, she's this little pocket rocket that's this bizarre mashup of Asian and Mexican.
Really now, hot,
what,
though.
What yeah, your brain you gives you that. For mm-hmm. that, I can't help you, but she's a mashup. There you go.
Last review,
she's
then.
She's a Play-Doh person.
From John D. Cockefeller. Slightly offensive content. Fun fact, if you're offended by this content, there's a 99% chance they're talking about you. Stop simping for Savannah. Thank you. And Sydney. Instead, simp for the wonderful AR-500 armor and the pee-pee alarm that Elijah used when he was a wee lad. Thank you so much. Anyway, my name is Elijah Schaefer. I am your top 17, well, actually now 18 host here on Blaze TV, the best worst show in America, probably at this point. I was joined by Sydney Watson and, of course, Lisa Reynolds. You can find all of their social medias and places to link up with them below. Feel free to simp for Lisa for the first time. You can also follow Savannah and I pretty much everywhere where you can find people. She also has a YouTube channel as well that she does daily or somewhat when she can live streams. Have a great rest of the week and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.